morning. I'm Ben Carswell, Jekyll Island resident, and one who had the remarkable good fortune to serve as your former Director of Conservation reporting to Jones Hooks. I stand today to applaud and highlight in particular Mr. Hooks's pivotal and transformative role in the environmental conservation of Jekyll Island State Park. I suppose I could stand up here and list off conservation accomplishments that Jones and Yank and I and you might take a measure of pride in. The big wins, we might even acknowledge a few others. The partial wins where, with the benefit of hindsight, we might like to replay the game and perhaps do even better by this special place you all are charged with stewarding. We know that's the nature of public service. But Jones's greatest accomplishment in service to the preservation of one of the state's most valuable and most loved natural treasures, this place, isn't fully revealed by a list of deeds and decisions. It's more fundamental. Jones's visionary leadership fundamentally transformed and strengthened the culture of the Jekyll Island Authority as an institution. He did this in many ways, but one of the most important was to elevate, empower, and support a dedicated voice for conservation within the staff's executive leadership team. The structure of the senior staff and how the executive director fosters relationships among them. I know, that doesn't sound glamorous. Nobody's gonna make a documentary film about it. Sorry, Jones. But making space for an influential senior conservation official was not something that had ever happened before in the entire history of the Jekyll Island State Park Authority, and would not have happened without Jones's intentional, steady, and forceful insistence. And anybody who's ever worked with Jones Hooks knows that forceful insistence is one of his hallmarks. By building that new foundation, Jones ensured that staff recommendations to the board would be molded with the benefit of a focused conservation perspective. The results of that are literally part of the landscape here today. I could take you around and show you ancient oaks and acres of essential habitats for conservation priority species that would not be here today or would be at risk in the future otherwise. As Jekyll Island turns the page and looks to Jones's successor to take on new challenges while maintaining the value of past accomplishments, I encourage the board to likewise elevate Jones's environmental legacy and the authority's stewardship mission among the most important charges and expectations of the staff leadership to carry forward. So thank you, Jones. I believe you are a true environmental hero for the state and the people of Georgia. And thank you to the board for supporting Jones as he shepherded in a new culture and new era of conservation commitment on Jekyll Island. I trust you will uphold that legacy. Thank you.